Welcome back to this week's edition of Sports Blogger Radio, brought to you by FanJunkies.net. I am your host, John Leary, and with me is always Scott Blooney.
How's it going?
Today we're going to be talking about Patriots free agent moves and the impact of Welker moving on. Scott, my man, how was your St. Paddy's Day?
From what I remember, it was pretty good. St. Paddy's was good. It was nice. For those of you who don't know, I'm in college right now, and St. Paddy's Day is kind of like the biggest thing other than, Halloween, so we go, it's a good time. And I have a little bit of a cold now, so if you guys hear me coughing or, you know, the fact that I sound like an adolescent boy, just don't mind that. It'll be gone next week, I promise, but a little cold right now. So how was your week? How was your St. Paddy's Day?
It was old and boring.
Yeah, that's pretty much your story, huh?
Yeah, that's it, man. Old and boring. Drank some homebrew, and that was it. Put a little green dye in it.
Homebrew,
nothing much more.
Homebrew is good. We were drinking PBR and Guinness, which was
PBR. Now you're talking the language.
Yeah, it's the official beer of all college students everywhere.
And old cheap guys like me.
I know. I'm talking there. All right. So first thing we're talking about today. Is Pat's free agency. We kind of didn't talk about it much last week because stuff was still going bonkers and crazy and the whole Welker thing, and today we're going to touch on all that. So just to let you guys know, and to restate, I'm sure you guys might already know this, we entered this offseason with about $25 million in free cap space, and now we're down to about $9 million with the people we've acquired, and we have to take into account that $4 million of that about is going to go to draft picks. So we're going to look at right now real quick possible acquisitions for the Patriots. We were talking to Dwight Freeney and Abraham, but we're not going to talk about them today because I think that Dwight Freeney at this point, it's safe to say that he's out of our price range. He was making like $14 million a year with the Colts. So unless he's willing to take a significant pay cut, that's not going to happen. And Abraham, we can afford. He's 35 years old, though, so I don't know. We've been bolstering up our secondary, so that's we'll see where that goes. But first possible guy that I've been looking at a little bit who I think we could sign that would be very cheap is a cornerback from Tampa Bay. He played with Aqib Talib a lot. His name is E.J. Biggers. I had never heard this guy before until I was doing some research, and, you know, he came up a bunch of places, and he just seems like an underrated solid cornerback who's like very affordable. You know, he's not gonna be, he had a 4-year $1.8 million contract with Tampa Bay, and he played very well for them, always putting up reliable numbers. He's a big dude. Like, I mean, I think that he's definitely someone that's a bang for your buck kind of player that we could use. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea. He sounds to me like he's not a flashy player. He's not the sexy pick as anybody else would like to call it, but, he's not injury prone. You know, he gives them their all.
Yeah.
I think he'd fit good in the system. I really do.
And with Alphonso Dennard's sentencing coming up April 11th, like, people aren't expecting him to have any jail time, but, like, you never know. So.
Yeah. And I mean, unless Robert Kraft can go ahead and negotiate that for him, I don't.
I don't think that the Patriots have been good at negotiating anything lately, though. we'll talk about that later. That's coming up.
Yeah. All right. Well, another guy that me and you have both kind of talked about is Emmanuel Sanders. Kid's from Pittsburgh. He's a restricted free agent. The Patriots would have to give up a third round pick.
Yep.
I don't know. The kid's fast. He's got some issues, but why not? I mean, they let go of Brandon Lloyd. He could fill the void.
He has great, north-south, coast-to-coast speed. He's a fast guy. The problem with it is that the Pats have already given away their fourth-round pick this draft with Aqib Talib. their fifth round with Albert Haynesworth, and that was just a whole lot awful.
That was what you call a craptastic deal.
Yeah, and then and maybe just almost as bad was the sixth round pick that we gave away for Chad Ocho Johnson, or whatever his name is. So
Ocho Drapo.
We're already missing a solid three picks of our draft right now in that kind of that area where Belichick likes to go and kind of take all these players that he can mold into, the Tom Brady sixth round pick kind of player. So whether or not it's Emmanuel Sanders is an upside and a downside. His salary is about 1.3 mil per year, which isn't too expensive, I don't think, for the Patriots. They can definitely match that and maybe even give him a little more money. Obviously, with losing Welker and losing Woodhead, we have a little less depth. I mean, I guess a lot less depth. And now we cut Lloyd, a lot less depth at the wide receiver kind of utility position. Emmanuel Sanders is a guy who can kind of play everywhere. And he's only 26 years old. So he would be very useful. He'd be a great pickup for the Pats, but we have to wonder, if we go from our second round in the draft to our seventh round, is it worth that third round pick?
I mean, yeah, he could be like one of those like Josh McDaniel projects, but I don't know. I think giving up a third round pick might be a little bit too much for him. I mean, as long as he can hold his own.
Yeah.
Another guy that we discussed is re-signing Sebastian Vollmer. He's good. He fits well on the offensive line. I think they need to sign this guy. He's out there. He's not really drawing too much interest as far as I know, but he can make less than, I mean, what is he going to want? Like $1 million
yeah,
per year?
Probably less, maybe even if we get that. And you have to, he's been with the Patriots for good chunk of his career. I'm not sure exactly how many years, but since I've been watching the Patriots, he's been on the Patriots.
Yeah, I believe he's been there since 2008.
Yeah, so he's been for a while. And you see that the Jake Long deal to St. Louis, the tackle market is beginning to pick up, but like you said, there hasn't been a tremendous amount of interest for Sebastian Vollmer. The guy, he's a the one thing that's plagued him the past couple years has been injury problems. And
back problems, yeah.
Yeah, if we can, I mean, a healthy Vollmer is a happy Tom Brady. He has fantastic quickness for a man of his size. He's a big, big dude. He's a big physical tackle who gets in your face and can really carry an offensive line.
Right. They used him pretty damn well last year by, that's why our running game was so successful. It was for the fact that Sebastian Vollmer, he can run. So he was opening up a lot of holes for Stephen Ridley and Green.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's someone I would like to see the Patriots. And also, it's great that we have some guy who, this guy who's been, Pro Bowl caliber guy who's been with the Patriots for a significant amount of time. We want him back. So,
yeah, exactly. Yep, I agree.
Hopefully, we'll actually re-sign this guy, because he's been a great asset to our offense. And like you said last year, the running game has been much more dynamic. So please re-sign the crazy German tackle. We want him back.
The German hammer.
Yeah. That's Seidenberg, dude. He's the German hammer.
Yeah, he is. I know.
Das Hammer.
Das Hammer. Another quick.
No, let's talk about, we're going to go into who we've signed now, I think.
Yes.
Those are the guys we want to see. These are the guys that we have signed. And we're gonna go from. We're gonna start with the relatively we kind of expected that, to the more this is good or what is this gonna be? So that's probably gonna hint to what we're talking about last.
Right.
So Donald Jones first, Buffalo. He's a wide receiver. We signed into a 3-year, $4.155 million with incentives deal, which isn't a bad deal. He's 25 years old. He's a young player. He had 41 receptions for 443 yards and four touchdowns last game. So this is a guy who kind of adds to our wide receiver depth, which is good to see. He's not like a first or second option, but he's from what I've seen, he's a reliable third or fourth. And while his numbers aren't, you know, like they don't jump out at you, the guy is a great athlete. I was looking at his combine stats, and he ran a 4.46 40. He had 20 bench reps, and he had a vertical 41 inches. So, you know, and something that I saw in his scouting report is that he could also block well, which is, you know, something that I think the Patriots organization tends to look at more, you know, like you know, our tight ends, Gronkowski, and our wide receivers have always been responsible for a lot of blocking. So
right, yeah, they use the screen,
yeah,
more times than not. Good thing that I noticed about him. I mean, the guy is he's 6 feet. So right there tells you that the Patriots are definitely looking for taller receivers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing against, you know, Deion Branch and Brandon Lloyd and stuff, but these guys are taller. We need taller guys.
Yeah.
You know, Tom Brady can't always throw it towards the ground for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he really can't. But yeah, 6'0", he's 6 foot, 6 feet tall, 209 pounds. And, you know, maybe a reason why the numbers weren't exactly crazy was that he was playing in Ryan Fitzpatrick's offense.
Yeah, enough said. We don't need to go even.
Yeah, so that's that. So, I mean, that's a good pick, a good deal for the Pats, relatively inexpensive, given that we had so much cap space, and we'll see how that goes. Welcome aboard, man. Welcome to the Pats.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the next guy that we actually re-signed is and I know Scott and I have been really, we're really happy that they re-signed.
Thank God.
Aqib Talib.
Yes,
for all
back.
Those that you don't know, Aqib Talib came here at a trade from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is still, he's 26 years old, and they signed him to a 1 year, $5 million contract, which I think is cheap money.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's much needed. He did draw some interest, I believe, from the Washington Redskins, but yeah. At the end of the day, I guess the deal just didn't work out. So, once again, he's a New England Patriot. That is good for us. He's
going
to bring that attitude. We'll have him for a full year at least, hopefully.
I think so. And, I mean, we were talking about how we were just talking before we this broadcast that, you know, we noticed that when Aqib came over, he kind of elevated the play of all of our other defensive backs, specifically McCourty as well. And, you know, I think that he's a guy that we can throw on number one options and be safe with. He's a very talented player, and last year he definitely proved it, and I'm so happy we have him back. Definitely a great pick.
Yes.
So thank you for re-signing him. Thank you for re-signing at least one of the guys we wanted you to re-sign.
The other guy, which I know, yeah, the other guy, I don't even know. I just don't understand why they re-signed this guy. Kyle Arrington. They signed him to a
four-year,
$16 million contract, $8.5 million guaranteed.
It is
a heck of a lot of money for this guy.
Yeah, you know, he's a cornerback. He's 5'10", 195 pounds. Not that big, you know. And last year he was, you know, literally getting targeted by every – like opposing quarterback, like, okay, this is where, you know, Arrington's going to be. Let's throw there because I mean, maybe I'm being too critical on this guy. You know, he had a great 2011 season. Last season was not good for him though.
No, it wasn't.
And I mean, and Bill we trust, I guess, but like, you know, from what I saw last year, it just looked like not worth that kind of money. I don't know.
That's my point. Like, it doesn't bother me that they re-signed him. It's what they signed him for. 4 years. I mean, maybe in my eyes, a 2-year deal, you know, short change. If you can prove yourself, maybe you'll get an extension type of deal. But
yeah,
four years,
that locks him up for a while.
It locks him up for a while. It really does. It makes no sense. I mean, he's just, unless they plan on using him for other things that we just don't know about, but.
Well, with Talib back in the picture, I think they moved Kyle Arrington kind of to cover guys in the slot. And
okay.
those are typically, you know, shorter kind of speed guys, like Walker, shorter kind
yeah.
of speed guys. And he had some more success there, but like, you know, like we, like I said, like you said, in my opinion, not worth the money. He's a young kid. Maybe they want to help him grow. Maybe they see something in him that we don't right now. But last season, whenever it was a, you know, a big play, it's like, oh, over Arrington, like what else is new? So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So we'll see about that. You know, in 2011, like I said, he had a great season. He had 7 interceptions. And last year he had none in 16 games played. He had less tackles and he had 1 forced fumble. So doing his job as a guy who can kind of make turnovers and create plays for, you know, the Patriots, he wasn't really doing that. And people were just, quarterbacks were just throwing over him all game. So,
yeah.
So this next guy, I really like him at least.
I like this next guy too. Definitely a solid signing in my eyes.
We got Adrian Wilson from the Arizona Cardinals, who's safety, for 3 years, $5 million, which I think is perfect for the Patriots.
Yeah.
He's 33 years old, so he's kind of on the older side. He has 12 seasons under his belt. He's a 5-time Pro Bowler, 4-time All-Pro pick. But I think that what differentiates himself from what we're used to on the Patriots secondary is his size. He's a 6'3", big, physical guy who gets in your face and he makes plays. And if we have that safety tandem with Devin McCourty and Adrian Wilson, I think that's a formidable safety kind of package we have.
Well, that's it. I mean, Devin McCourty, he's fast and he's young. He might not bring the physicality like Adrian Wilson does, but Adrian Wilson's going to be there. You know that Adrian Wilson is going to have his back.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helps with the strong safety over the top there, over the middle, I should say. I mean, this guy, you know, he's had at least 25 interceptions and 25 sacks, you know.
He's one of the few players in NFL history to ever have that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's just.
He's a beast.
He's a beast, and he's going to bring that attitude. You know, a couple shows back, actually our first episode, I was saying that we needed that attitude, that Rodney Harrison type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy right here, he's going to bring that, and he's going to bring us the knowledge too, and he's going to help out that secondary really, really good, you know, really well.
Yeah, and, you know, I was on Twitter, and I was reading his tweets, and he is so happy. He is so pumped to be with a New England organization. So,
well, I mean, listen, I mean – you can listen to other players talk about, you know, them hating the New England Patriots, but listen, they're a winning organization.
Rex Ryan. but yeah, I mean, I just read a tweet that he was like, oh yeah, I'm so happy that Welker's not on the Patriots anymore, 'cause we hate him. And I was like, oh, good for
you.
Oh,
Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you, bud.
Listen, like I said, everybody can hate the New England Patriots because they're a winning organization. I mean, that's fine. I'm no skin off my back. I'm sure it's no skin off theirs either.
Yeah.
That's the way they are. And everybody hates a winner.
Yeah. So Wilson had 3 sacks with an interception for 54 tackles last season playing for the Cardinals. The guy's a big player. Doesn't get injured a lot. He's a guy that will definitely help. I mean, you can see a trend here that we're going – so far, we've talked about, you know, three cornerbacks and the safety. I think that this means Ed Reed's out of the picture. But you see a trend here where the Patriots clearly have been listening to their fans and they clearly understand what's going on. You know, they're going after you know, a strong secondary, because last year was just so freaking bad.
I mean, anytime the Patriots faced any guy that had a decent arm, you knew that they were going to go
long.
Oh, along.
Yeah, it's like
it was sickening. I mean,
it's not just that, but the big plays. We let up so many big plays. So,
I remember saying during the season, watching the New England Patriots cover the deep ball is like watching the Boston Bruins in their power play.
That's pretty freaking bad.
That's exactly what I'm saying. But, you know.
But
whatever.
Hopefully we're trying to remedy this. you know, I will say with the Bruins power play, I blame you, Matt Cook. That was all your fault. We should have Savard back, just saying. All right, so now we're to the juicy part of this, and we're going to be talking about the big controversial signing in Danny Amendola from St. Louis. I mean, I'm positive that all you guys who are listening have heard, and girls have heard of Danny Amendola, the signing. I was watching some film, and I'm not going to take away. He's a good athlete. He's impressive, but you know, this is sketchy. It's a little bit sketchy. We signed into a 5-year, $31 million deal with $10 million guaranteed. He's 27 years old, and he's 5'11", 188 pounds, and he's kind of like a slot receiver, kind of like Wes Welker was, except he's stronger, bigger, and younger. However, in the last 4 seasons, he's only played one full season. He's missed 23 games since 2009. 23. Wes Welker missed 3 games since 2009.
Right.
The guy is essentially a glass cannon. But, you know, he's shown signs of brilliance. In last season, in 11 games he did play, he had 63 receptions for 666 yards and 3 touchdowns. And he fulfills this kind of – we need a good kick returner, and he fulfills that as well, a punt returner, and he can fill that role too. Interesting pick. This is another McDaniels guy from St. Louis. What do you make of all this?
Man, what can I say, honestly? Listen, Danny Amendola, he is considered a Wes Welker twin. I don't see it. I think the kid is good. I think he's young. Like you said, he's young, he's faster, he's stronger. But listen, he will never be able to take Wes Welker's place. He'll.
No.
But I do say this. He played with Sam Bradford, and Sam Bradford is not an elite quarterback. I don't care what anybody says. The kid can throw the long ball, but you know what? He leaves a lot of the balls up in the air, and these guys, I mean, you know how defensive players play. They like to clip the guys. They like to knock them down. That's not going to happen in a Tom Brady system. Tom Brady is going to get him the ball in the numbers, just like Wes Welker. He's going to make Amendola a better player. The difference is he's just not Wes Welker, and he's going to have to earn Tom Brady's trust day one.
That's the big thing. I don't understand what happened. I don't think anyone knows at this point whose side of the story is right in terms of why Welker is not on the Patriots anymore. But just aside from that, the biggest thing for Amendola coming in is going to be earning, Brady's respect. You have Wes Welker, who's going from an elite quarterback to an elite quarterback in Peyton Manning. And you have, you know, a kid coming from a Sam Bradford, St. Louis system that has been failing. Well, getting better, but still failing. And you put him with, you know, one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game.
Right.
So, you know, and he's supposed to fill this role of you are Tom Brady's. Well, he says that I'm not trying to fill a role, but he's supposed to. That's what we want him to do. That's why he got brought in.
Right.
You know, you're our slot receiver. Become the Wes Welker type. You know what? I don't see it happening this season. I still don't know what happened with Wes Welker and the Patriots, but I think that with the damage control, this is the best they could have done.
I think so too. However, let me just state this, and I know, you know, the Patriots Nation out there is going to agree with me. The second this guy drops a ball, this guy messes up, he is going to hear it, and he's going to hear it bad. And you know what? It's not going to be his fault.
No.
I say that only because the immense pressure this guy is going to face is going to be huge. And I'm talking only in the New England area. I mean, he's not going to face any type of pressure anywhere else, but in the New England area, all eyes are on this poor kid. And he is, you know what, I kind of feel bad for him. I do.
You know, yeah, but don't blame him. Blame the Patriots. Or blame the miscommunication that happened between Wes Welker and the Patriots. We could have very easily resigned him for the money that he got with Denver.
Yeah. I mean, listen, $2 million is short change in NFL money. And
especially when you have your best player, you know, taking a significant pay cut to ensure that, you know, these players get signed in Tom Brady.
Right. I mean, there have been reports out there that Tom Brady has said that, you know, he's very upset. He doesn't like the fact that this happened. This
wicked
and that.
Pissed.
He's wicked pissed off guy. But I'm not saying – but then there have been reports that he hasn't said anything like that, and he's fine with whatever the Patriots do.
You know, I can't deal with it. Like, you know, Kraft saying, oh, point to Wes Welker's agents. Wes Welker's agents saying, point to the Patriots who blindsided us with this Amendola deal.
Yeah.
Everyone confused. No one understands what actually happened besides – I mean, no one –
besides
right. what actually happened, but they're not telling us. We don't know exactly. We've been hearing conflicting stories. It's disappointing because he's a guy that came up in New England, and we love him very much. And, you know, as much as it sucks that he's playing with Peyton Manning and the Broncos, I have to wish him well. I can't
– Yeah.
You know,
I will not – I won't sit there and take anything away from Wes Welker. Hey, if you got the guy got a better deal. He was feeling, you know, pushed away and stuff like that. You know, why not? Go after the money, man. Do your thing. Do your thug fizzle, as I like to say.
Wow, don't ever say it again, man.
Is that too young for my old self?
Yeah, sure. so, you know, Welker's a guy. He had 5 1,000 plus. Should have had 6 if it hadn't been for Pollard, 5 1,000 plus yard seasons with the Patriots, and he's the reason that we have the tight end package that everyone fears today, because he was our best receiver and he was a slot receiver, and they would have to put, you know, their best receiver on him most of the best cornerback on him most of the time.
Well, think about this: when Denver comes to New England this upcoming season,
God.
He is going to tear our secondary apart. I mean, it's going to be an awesome game to watch, but wow.
We'll see, man. I don't want to get there yet, man. I don't want to think about Wes Welker playing in Foxborough for another team yet. that just sucks. That sucks. You know, if you look at the chemistry between Brady and Welker, they were undeniably one of the best quarterback wide receiver tandems in the NFL, and, you know, if you consider Tom Brady one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history, maybe even in NFL history, and this is not me just being a homer. This is just me, like, the guy, he had 5 1,000-yard seasons, and the year that he got injured, he should have had 6.
Right.
And he's the reason that the Patriots have built a dynasty of winning.
He's one of the reasons why, you know, we win to 2 Super Bowls too since his time here.
Yeah,
and yes, Patriot fans. Yes, he had 2 uncharacteristic drops. I don't want to hear it. Just shut up about it.
Yeah,
I'm done over with. He did not cost us the Super Bowl. The defense did.
I mean, did you see that from Vegas? They still have the Patriots as the favorites
to win it all this year.
Yeah, still.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I don't believe that for a second, but okay.
So
you know, there's still a lot to go.
Yeah. I mean, again, Wes was the best at what he was doing. Wes is the best, man. he is the best, and we'll see, you know, what happens. I wish him all the best in Denver, except for when he's playing us. Then he can drop as many balls as he wants. But Amendola, welcome. You have the biggest expectations in Boston sports history and recent memory, I think. Welcome to the show, man. So I think that's all about all we have time for. So take us out of here, John.
Okay. Thanks, guys, for tuning in this week. Make sure you listen to our good friends Jonathan Ragus and Michael McShane on Fan Junkies Radio. They air their shows Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. And also tune in to 5 Minutes at the Frat House with Michael McShay on Saturday at 3 p.m. Also, while you're at it, follow us on Twitter at SportsBlogger and search for us on Facebook, man. Appreciate it.
That's SportsBlogger.
SportsBlogger.
See you guys next time.
All right.